Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. I hope you've gotten off to a great start in your week. This past Sunday at Lewis Center, we talked about Exodus chapter 18 from our Into the Wild series, and we referenced this passage where Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, comes to him and he has a conflict really with him. He confronts Moses about Moses's unwillingness to allow other people to lead. Moses is being controlling. He's kind of like the customer service department for the whole country, and it's just kind of bottlenecking everything and slowing everything down. And so this Sunday, we really talked about how many times in our lives, doing more is really doing less. We're actually hampering other people. We're kind of hampering the gospel and its work and what's going on in the world. And so the consequences not only hurt us, but they hurt the people that are closest to us, because many times we allow the important things in our lives to drop because we're doing so many other things. So we kind of came to this conclusion that leaders should be willing to do anything without doing everything. And the lesson really that Moses learned, and it came out of the fact that he and his father-in-law had such a strong relationship. And if you think about it, we kind of mentioned that, you know, Jethro is really more like Moses' father, because Moses, when he left Egypt, his relationship with his earthly dad was really cut off in Pharaoh. And so I think Jethro probably became more like a father figure in Moses' life. And what Moses learned is that sometimes less is more. We need to let others lead and encourage them to lead and multiply ourselves into other people, which led us into this passage in 1 Corinthians where Paul says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I don't want you to be uninformed." The old King James says, "I don't want you to be ignorant." It leads us to this reality that everybody is gifted, but the sad reality is that a lot of people, instead of engaging their spiritual gifts, they go to their graves having never used the greatest gifts that God has given them. A spiritual gift is a supernatural empowerment. That's something that when you do it, other people look at you and say, "And I don't know how. I just don't know how you do that." And everybody has at least one. Everybody's gifted. And then secondly, every gift is necessary. Paul says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, or the head to the feet, I have no need of you." The gifts in the body are interdependent, just like the members of your physical body are kind of the same way. And so we talked about our church, kind of the way that we are structured. We say that we're guided by our staff, we're guarded by our ministry leadership team, and we're gifted by the body, which is why we have this core value that's called personal ministry. Personal ministry just means that we choose serving over observing. The way we said it this past week is that nobody has the spiritual gift of watching. It's not about what any single person does, but it's about what God does through every single person. And so we have opportunities for you to learn what your gift is and how to apply your gift. We've got a Life Teams orientation that we do at all of our campuses that you can go and engage the calendar for your campus and find out when the next one is coming. And the reason that we do all this is that we have to guard against being consumers. In most of our lives, we see ourselves as we shop, as we eat, and on so many other areas that we're consumers. And so if we're not careful, we transfer that consumer attitude towards God and towards the church that we show up to consume. And if we're not careful, then everything's based on solely on our preferences. And you know the end of that. We end up being trying to take God's place in that. So the important thing for us is to remember that we are here to serve, that we grow through serving. That's how God grows us. Not the only way that God grows us, but certainly it's part of it. And just to be reminded that Jesus came as what the scripture calls the suffering servant, that he came to serve us, to die for our sins, and that as we focus on his serving, it empowers our serving. That's part of the gospel. So let's pray that this morning. God, I pray that you'll remind us today that no matter where we lead, whether that's at home, whether that's in the office, whether that's on a sports team, whether that's in a classroom somewhere, that the greatest leaders are servants. And we understand that from you and the way that you served us so well on the cross and the resurrection to leave heaven, to set your crown aside, to come to earth. And so, God, I pray that you'll turn us into those kinds of people. I pray that we will heed Jethro's words, that, Lord, we will do less, and through doing less, we will accomplish more, we'll empower others, God, and we will maintain the relationships that are most important and closest to us in our lives. It's a good moment, God, for us to step back and be grateful for all the people at our church who do serve and who do give, and, Lord, who generously use their time to invest in kingdom realities. I pray that you will bless them for that today. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day. I hope that you found a place to serve. If not, find out when that next Life Teams orientation is at your campus and sign up to serve. And we hope to see you tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.